Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she lived out in the country next to a cemetery. Then one night, she saw a mysterious man standing in the graveyard.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, it is. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would appreciate it if you would share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive, thousands of episodes in that, then you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. Okay, hypothetical question for you.
Okay.
So you found a really great house out in the country, but it's overlooking a cemetery. What are your thoughts about buying it? Or even renting it? Renting would be better. No, maybe, maybe not. Because then you got to break a lease if you can't take it. But would that be a deal breaker? That you could see, you know, a cemetery from your house right there?
It might be.
I kind which, of it,
which
feel
is weird because I lived in a funeral home, but I don't know. There's something about cemeteries that I find them fascinating. And there are times where, like, I'm out for a walk and, you know, I see an interesting cemetery and I go walk through it and, you know, look at the stones and talk about the family names and, you know, and then you go, oh, this is sad. They apparently only died 3 days apart or whatever. You know, like you mm-hmm. do this kind of history yeah. thing. I don't know. At night, it would be that I would have a hard time looking outside.
Now, you know, for example,
because you don't want to see anything, right?
Yeah. And I mean, there's a cemetery right in the middle of Wichita. And there's a lot of houses around it, and it's just south of Wichita State, but it's an old cemetery, and I've gone over there for walks through it because it's beautiful. Uh-huh. You know, it's got, they've really done a great job of keeping this cemetery up. And would I feel the same way about it if I lived there and I, every time I open my window, I see this huge cemetery? Or is it creepier to be in the country and see a smaller cemetery? Does it even matter? Do you just not want a cemetery outside your window?
I you know, I think I'd be okay during the day. I think it's at night.
I know, and I think that's what happened in this story. It was at night.
And if it's at night and you just glance, you know, I have a really bad habit of getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and look out the window, right? And so one night it finally dawned on me. I thought, I'm going to open up this window shade one night and there's going to be something out there I don't want to see,
mm-hmm.
you know? And a few days later or short time after that, I came out of my house, went out the back door, and on the patio area, I had some, you know, lawn furniture, whatever. And it had been arranged to where the chair and the footstool and stuff were moved. So like somebody could sit in and lay down, kind of put their feet up and sleep.
Oh, and I thought, it could have been a homeless person.
Oh, somebody got in my backyard and did that. Now, they didn't hurt me and it wouldn't have hurt anything if they had.
And if you need a place to sleep, I get
the
it.
Crap
yeah.
out of me if I'd have looked out there and seen it. You know, somebody was out there.
Because I have a really big backyard. And if I don't leave my patio light on, it's black out there. Like you can't see to the back of my yard. And so
that's
I always,
true.
Yeah, I always leave
because I
light
cannot
on
find my dog
frequently.
I have a dark dog and I can't find him.
And I've started keeping a flashlight by my back door just so I can find my dog at night.
Yeah.
And even with that light on though, you can't see to the back of the yard. And so at night, my cat sometimes likes to kind of open the window and look outside the window curtains. And so, like, I've gone to the bathroom before and I can just see out a little bit. And I can't bring myself to look outside because I just know I'm going to see something I don't want to see.
Well, imagine if it was a cemetery back there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is creepy because this was really close. So it says, I wanted to share something that happened to me back in 2002 when I was living in Mason County, West Virginia. It's one of the several weird experiences I've had, but this one has always stuck with me. So at the time, I was living in this little country house that sat, no joke, 6 feet from a cemetery. Oh my God, like you're living in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Did they have to move bodies to build your house?
Jeez.
6 feet. Like, I'm 5 foot two. That's not,
I wonder almost if it was the caretaker's house or a parsonage.
Oh, yeah, it could have been. It says, if you looked out the living room window, it was all tombstones and a small old church. Oh, that makes it even creepier. We were way out in the sticks, no real neighbors to speak of unless you counted the ones resting peacefully next door. Anyway, one night it was around 2 a.m. and our two dogs suddenly went nuts, barking and growling completely on edge. That was not normal for them, so I got up to check on my boys. The youngest had fallen asleep on the couch with the TV on, so I went into the living room to check on him. I was about to turn off the TV. I glanced out the window and that's when I saw him. There was a man standing in the cemetery just off to the side of one of the gravestones. I remember thinking, what the hell is someone doing out there this late at night? I woke up my son and looked out the window again, and now the man was closer. He was standing right at the edge of the property, facing the house, facing me. Oh! Every hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. I don't mean that as an exaggeration. It was like my body knew something wasn't right before my brain could catch up. The dogs were still going absolutely berserk, trying to climb out the window to get at him. At that point, I didn't care if it was a ghost, a creep, or a trespasser. I was in mama bear mode. I ran to get my older son, told both of them to go into my bedroom and stay there. I locked the bedroom door behind them and grabbed the phone to call the police. Since we were way out in the country, they told me it would be about 20 minutes before someone could get there. That's a long time when you're home alone with your kids and there's someone or something outside your house.
That's a long time.
That is like hours. And then the door handle started turning.
Stop it.
Like someone was trying to get in. I froze. The dogs lost it completely, barking and snarling at the door, ready to tear something apart. I was just, and good on the dogs for doing their job. That's the only thing that makes you feel kind of safe, that you know they're there to help. I was just standing there staring, my heart beating out of my chest, trying to figure out what to do if the door opened, but it never did. When the police finally arrived, they checked all around the house and the cemetery. It had rained earlier that day, so the ground was muddy. They couldn't find a single footprint, not even a smudge. It was like nobody had been there. The officer said maybe someone had wandered off or the dogs scared them off before they got close, but even he looked spooked. I didn't sleep that night. Honestly, I didn't sleep well for a while after that. Fast forward a couple weeks later, my oldest son was getting dropped off at home by a friend's aunt after some after-school thing. She'd never been to our house before, and as she was walking him up to the porch, she stopped and looked out at the cemetery. Then she said, you know, years ago there used to be a man who lived just down the road from here. I swear I saw him standing over there by that headstone one night. I kind of froze because I hadn't told anyone, not even my kids, what the man I saw looked like. But she described him exactly, same height, same build, same old-fashioned clothes. Then she added, he was friends with a family that used to live right across the street. Their last name was the same as yours. That's the part that really gave me chills. My kids have their dad's last name. She didn't know mine, so there's no way she could have connected that. I told her what had happened that night. She just kind of nodded and said, well, maybe he was checking on you, making sure you're okay. Yeah, maybe. But you know that gut feeling when you get something that just feels off, like a person might smile at you, but then there's something in your stomach telling you not to trust them. That's the feeling I got when I saw him. He didn't feel like someone watching over us. He felt like someone who shouldn't have been there. Anyway, that's one of the many stories I've got, but definitely one of the most vivid. I still think about that night sometimes, especially when I hear dogs barking at nothing, or I drive past an old cemetery, and I know what I saw. Thanks for letting me share. I love the show. Keep up the great work, Simone.
You know, I wonder how long it took her to find a new place to live.
Yeah, because she doesn't say anything else about then he came back. I would be looking for a place right away.
Me too. Oh my God, what a great story. And this, I've heard this before in some stories where like you see something and then for some reason or other, like you turn around, you say something to somebody and then it's whatever this was you saw is, you know, 6 feet closer, 10 feet closer, whatever. Like they could not have gotten that much closer in that length of time.
Right.
And that's so scary. Like he just went from standing beside that stone up to, you know,
well, then he was facing her like he's watching her.
Yeah.
And then the doorknob thing. And then once again, validation with the dogs barking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that is terrifying.
You know, what do you suppose actually kept him from getting into the house? Because he was actively trying to.
Maybe it was just some weird boundary thing. You know,
I wonder.
As a ghost, yeah. He's like, oh, well, shoot, the door's locked. I can't
I mean, because it
in.
Doesn't seem like that.
I'm not a criminal. Right? I'm just a ghost.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a door would keep a ghost from being able to be in your house. But, you know, I've had it happen to me where the door handle turned stuff. And there was something on the other side of the door.
But then when you open the door, there's nothing there. And yeah. So, like, I wonder if she had opened the door, if he would have even been there.
Or would that have allowed him to come in? Was there something was protecting them? Like, you know, maybe she had a loved one that was protecting him and not allowing anything to get past this certain, you know, area. Maybe the house itself had protection around it. I almost wonder if it was a parsonage at one time since it was close to a church.
Could have been.
And in which case, maybe it did have protection on it that kept it from being able to get through that door. It let her know it was trying to get in, but it couldn't.
Is there some playbook? Like Lori. These ghosts are like, okay, this is a creepy thing to do. It's like ghost 101 once you die. If you want to creep people out, stand in a cemetery, then look at them. Then go to the front door and attempt to get in, but don't go in. Like, because you're just trying to scare the shit out of people. Are they getting a kick out of it or what?
And like that, you know, going from 20 feet away to 3 feet away or whatever. I mean, God, that's really creepy. It feels like there's protections around them, though, that she is.
Could have been, yeah.
It just feels like it to me. Something kept him out of there. And I don't know if he was friends with the neighbors across the street that happened to have the same name or something. But, dude, go across the street. You know, you know.
It's not nice. Sounds like she was a single parent. She's just got
Simone
kids
on
and
this
dogs.
One. This wasn't just some nice little thing.
No, it felt dark.
It did.
Well, let's go to our next story.
I'm calling in today with a story that, to be quite frank, I'm not sure if it's paranormal or if it's a guardian angel. But here we go. I was a single parent at the time that this happened, and it just purchased a brand new home that was in a gated community. I was raising two teenagers, and my mom had moved in with us to help. Well, at the time that this occurred, my older daughter was a teenager. She was about 16, 17 years old. She was being bullied at school. And we had just purchased a Jeep for her, and it had a rag top, soft top, and she'd always park it out in front of our house on the street. Well, one evening, we all had gone to bed, and our bedrooms were on the top floor. Mine was in the front of the house, and my daughter's was in the front of the house, facing the street where she parked the Jeep. Well, one evening, we fell asleep, and we heard, while I was sleeping, I heard somebody yell in my ear, "Tammy, get up and look out the window." I jumped out of the bed, fully awake, and looked out the window, and I saw a couple of girls unzipping my daughter's rag top and grabbing whatever they can out of the car, a backpack, her coat, a scarf, etc. I just remember the top step and the bottom floor. I don't remember how I got from the top to the bottom, but I ran outside and I actually stuck my hand in the window of the car and turned the car off. By that point, as I was running down the steps, I was yelling to everybody in the house to please call the police 911. I did stop the girls from driving off, and the police came, and needless to say, they thought I was crazy when I explained to them how this all transpired, with me being woken up out of a dead sleep, catching these people stealing out of my daughter's car. And to this day, I couldn't tell you if it was a ghost, if it was a guardian angel, if it was a dead relative or what have you, but needless to say, it was helpful because I did stop the robbery. Anyway, thank you for my story. Any feedback would be greatly appreciated. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Well, do you think that it was kind of like a, I don't know, like something came to her to wake her up to prevent this? Or maybe did she hear something while she was sleeping? You know, sometimes it turns into a dream and then...
And then you're talking to yourself, yeah, saying, yeah, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question, because maybe she heard, because it sounds like she looked out of her window and saw it. So she, yeah, was on the right side of the house, correct?
Yeah.
So maybe one of the girls said something,
but
and
even
she heard it.
Then, you know, I would think if they are, and it pisses me off, these girls are bullying her daughter. That just pisses me off. Who the
heck? And who, like, who are they?
Exactly.
That they think that they should just be able to go take somebody else's stuff.
Exactly.
Like, who
but
are
my
you?
My guess is, if you were doing that, even if you're an idiot who bullies people, you would still do it very quietly because you don't want to get caught. So my guess is that they weren't really talking. I would think they would have been really quiet.
I think something woke her up. That's what I'm going to go with. Whether it's, you know, some sort of guardian spirit, protector. I think something woke her.
I like that. I like that much better, because I like to think someone is watching over her and watching over her daughter and protecting them from, especially protecting her daughter from these asshole kids.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
It's not even fair. It's just like, you know, you shouldn't have to deal with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, her daughter doesn't deserve that. She gets something nice, and then these people are breaking in.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she woke up. I mean, had she not woken up, they'd have discovered it all too late and never known.
Mm-hmm. They did actually apprehend these girls.
I thought so.
I think that's the way it went, yeah, in the story, right at the end, that, yeah, they were actually able to. Good. I hope that they saw the, you know, evil in their ways and changed their lives and, you know, are now good human beings. I don't know.
I love the idea of that, but.
But.
Who are those people's kids? You know, it's like, why you got to act like that? It just makes me so mad.
I don't know. Do you think there's just like part of the population are just assholes? They're
yeah,
just jerks.
I do. I think they're assholes. And I think a lot of kids especially are rather entitled. And they're very impressionable. So if one girl who's kind of insecure hangs out with another girl who's kind of like a bully, then she becomes her sidekick.
Yeah.
And because she wants to be cool because she thinks that
she doesn't
cool.
want to be bullied.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Well, my God. Thank God they were caught. So let's go with Guardian Angel on that, just because I think that's a much more beautiful ending to the story.
Let's go with that one.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, then you could become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.